Yeah, basically, the carbon fee and dividend, the idea is that we want to make it more expensive to pollute. And the idea, so how we would do that, the carbon fee would put a fee on the emissions of carbon by putting the fee on any fossil fuel based on how much carbon dioxide is released when it's burned. And that fee would be levied at the mine, the wellhead, or the port of entry, so far upstream in the whole economy, so that wherever the fuels got used in the economy, they would already have an additional price attached to them that reflects some of the harm that is being done from the release of the carbon dioxide when they're burned. And the dividend would be all the revenue that's raised through this scheme would be given back to American households in the form of a dividend similar to the permanent fund dividend in Alaska. As a matter of fact, the Alaska PFD was the inspiration for that part of this proposal.
And is that then, you know, we've heard about carbon taxes and cap and trade, and that's there are various proposals that have been floated before. And so, is that the dividend then? Is that what really distinguishes this plan?
I would say it's the dividend in part. We call this some people call the dividend a revenue neutral carbon tax or revenue neutral carbon fee and dividend, and the revenue neutral part refers to the fact that it doesn't grow government or none of the money goes to the government. It is the money is the revenue is not raised but levied at the source and then immediately refunded in rebates or dividend checks
to
American households. And the other piece of this that really distinguishes it is the border tax adjustment. So essentially what the border tax adjustment does is it levels the playing field, or in layman's terms, it makes it more fair for businesses. So if Joe Smith has a T-shirt company and he's going to export his T-shirt on the world market or to, let's say, a country like right now, India doesn't have a carbon fee or a carbon tax, it's going to be cheaper in India if we had a carbon tax. So what we would do is we would apply a rebate to Joe Smith so that he can be more, the words are not really coming from
competitive.
Me, competitive,
yeah.
Exactly. And the same goes for the other way around. If an Indian T-shirt maker is going to sell his T-shirts to us, we're going to apply a tax on his T-shirts so that they're all playing the same game. Or
okay.
As sometimes we like to say, there's a club, like a trading club. If you're in the club, you don't pay any extra fees. If you're not in the club, in the carbon tax club, then you do have to pay a fee on that.